You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. In a development that could further delay the insolvency process of Reliance Capital, the Hinduja Group has sought to change the holding structure of the firms through which it intends to take over the debt platform. This comes a couple of weeks ahead of the deadline of May 27th, set by the NCLT in February to conclude the resolution. In a recent letter to RBI, IIHL has also sought approvals for the new corporate structure, stating the change was to streamline the whole process, sources close to the development said. IndusInd International Holdings, the arm of Hinduja Group, which was the successful bidder, has proposed four new firms as part of the transaction, sources added. Moving on, domestic rating agency ICRA on Tuesday said corporate bond issuances are likely to rise to Rs 10.6 trillion in FY25 from Rs 10.2 trillion in FY24. Accordingly, the overall corporate bond outstanding is likely to increase to Rs 50.3 trillion by March 2025, a year-on-year growth of 9.5%. Higher competitive funding conditions in domestic markets compared to developed markets has led to big corporates tapping more domestic funding sources over the last 2 years, ICRA said. While corporate bond issuances will likely rise in FY25, the incremental total credit, including from bonds, non-food bank credit and commercial paper CPs, is expected to moderate Rs 24.5 trillion in FY25 from an all-time high of Rs 25.4 trillion in FY24. In other news, consumer goods company Marico will invest Rs 80 to 100 crore over the next 3 years to increase its direct distribution in the country, Chief Financial Officer Pavan Agarwal said in a conversation with FE on Tuesday. Called Project Setu, the initiative will see the company improve its direct outlet reach from 1 million to 1.5 million by FY27. Currently, Marico reaches a total of 5.8 million outlets through direct and indirect distribution channels. The distribution expansion initiative by Marico comes as organized FMCG companies in general have been looked to take up direct reach aggressively amid a resurgence in the FMCG sector. On Tuesday, market researcher Nielsen IQ said that rural growth has outpaced urban growth for the first time in 5 quarters. Next up, the impact of FTAs has been positive for the traditional export sector of ready-made garments, with exports to Australia growing 5.7% on year in the first 11 months of the last fiscal, while shipments to Mauritius grew 16.8% even though the overall exports fell. Chairman of Apparel Export Promotion Council, Sudhir Sekri said, quote, "The advantages from FTAs are now visible. The signing of FTA in the near future with the UK, which accounts for roughly 8% of Indian apparel exports, will provide a much-needed flip to the garment industry," end quote. In April-February, exports of apparel to Australia were at $299.4 million, while to Mauritius it was $35.2 million. In another development, India's automobile sector has identified 28 key components for indigenization as part of the localization roadmap to accelerate the Make in India initiative. Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers Director General Rajesh Menon told FE that these components are critical to maintain the growth rate. He said, quote, "It is estimated that forex savings on account of the ongoing localization efforts have already saved over Rs 7,000 crore," end quote. Accordingly, original equipment manufacturers have requested their component suppliers to work on ways to locally manufacture these components, which include high-end electrical and electronic parts. Menon said, quote, "Locally available components will reduce the dependence of OEMs on imports in line with the auto industry's commitment to Atmanirbharta," end quote. Moving on, startups benefiting from the Digital Communication Innovation Square scheme have urged the government not to stop at midway. The Department of Telecommunications is considering closing down the scheme, which supports research, development, product design and intellectual property creation in the telecom sector. In a letter to the telecom secretary Neeraj Mittal, close to 24 startups have said the continuity of scheme and financing is essential as the R&D journey cycles are fairly long. They have pointed to the lack of interest from investors to fund projects. Moreover, they claim that while the majority of the startups is not self-sustaining yet, they are working on promising solutions. Lastly, GIFT Nifty indicated that the Indian equity indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 may see a lackluster opening on Wednesday. Here is all you need to know before the market opens. GIFT Nifty traded up by just 12.50 points or 0.06% at 22,406, indicating a lackluster opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Wednesday. Previously on Tuesday, the NSE Nifty 50 ended down by 140.20 points or 0.62% to settle at 22,302.50, while the BSE plunged 383.69 points or 0.52% to 73,511.85. Furthermore, US stocks remain close to their highest levels in about a month, with investors at crossroads about how much further the market can sustain the rebound from April's sell-off, Bloomberg reported. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.